In Michigan, a proposed amendment to the state constitution to protect abortion rights has hit another roadblock. Michigan's Board of State Canvassers deadlocked today along partisan lines, meaning there's a potential it will not make it to ballots in November. Abortion rights supporters are expected to appeal to the state Supreme Court, but time is running out before ballots have to be printed. Rick Pluta of the Michigan Public Radio Network is in Lansing. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Ari. How are you?
All right. What happened today?
Well, the Board of State Canvassers, it's this bipartisan election board, they didn't vote to approve the amendment to move it to the ballot. There was a party line deadlock. They needed a majority and some level of bipartisan support, and that just didn't happen. And so this means the group behind the amendment will now go directly to the state Supreme Court, bypassing lower courts. But, you know, like you said, this needs to get done next week. Time is short. And that's important here for Michiganders who support abortion rights, because there's a law, it's almost not quite 100 years old, that would make abortion illegal following the repeal of Roe versus Wade. But that's basically held back by court decisions. And what this campaign wants to do is make sure that there wouldn't be another court decision that would lift this, and it would just make sure that abortion rights are protected in the state constitution if voters adopt it.
Was the deadlock just purely partisan ideological disagreement, or what was the deadlock over today?
Okay, well, I mean, this is supposed to be a board that deals with technical issues, but yeah, it was a partisan deadlock. And opponents of the amendment say that the petition form that voters signed, and that was more than 700,000 people, was kind of a mess. There were some typos, there were formatting errors, in some places there were missing spaces between words so that they were all just kind of pushed together. They argue that what a lot of voters signed was, as a practical matter, just illegible. And of course, you know, the people who are for the amendment were saying, well, voters did know what they signed and that this board shouldn't be stepping in and trying to, you know, read minds, that people signed it because they wanted it on the ballot.
How does this get resolved?
Well, the next step is the Michigan Supreme Court, the state's highest court. Cases like this go all the way to the top. And that's a good thing, because this has to be decided very quickly. The language needs to be sent to ballot printers, and the deadline for that is September 9th. And we should point out that, you know, Michigan isn't alone in this. There are states such as California and Vermont that they have similar state constitutional abortion rights amendments that are supposed to go before voters in November. So this is kind of a national thing.
Just briefly, is this likely to affect other items on the ballot in November, other races?
Oh, sure. Well, we've got statewide races for governor, attorney general, secretary of state, and now abortion rights has catapulted to the top of this. And Democrats, including Governor Gretchen Whitmer, are really trying to push that.
That's Rick Pluta of the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Ari.